Hi, I'm Brooke, and I will be questioning Maddie on a certain fantasy book. I've not read it myself, but I hear it's good. Fantasy books can have a lot of different elements of fantasy. There are 8 standard fantasy elements that books can have. So, Maddie, what is the fantasy book that you read?
I read the book Aberrat by Clive Barker, and this book had the most fantasy elements I've ever seen in a book, except maybe Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Aberrat had 7 of the 8 different fantasy elements, and the main character, Candy Quackenbush, had many different qualities. In Aberrat, Candy Quackenbush discovers an ocean in the middle of Chickentown, Minnesota. She travels to the islands of the Aberrat and is pursued by Christopher Carrion, one of the main antagonists in the book. She's chased all over the islands and runs into many dangers. She really has no idea what she's doing. The book ends in a cliffhanger when she and a friend, Malingo, are sailing out to sea.
What did Candy Quackenbush look and act like?
Well, the book did not give a specific description of Candy, but I know that she is over 6th grade and is most likely a teenager. She possesses a little bit of magic, and some other characters say that they feel like they have seen her before, though they don't know when they did or why they feel that way. Candy has some great and unique character traits.
You said that Candy has some good character traits. What might one of those be?
Candy's first character trait is bravery. She's a very brave girl. The first appearance of this is when John Mischief and his brothers ask her to summon the Sea of Isabella. To do this, she has to climb the very rickety, decaying old staircase of a lighthouse while being pursued by Mendelssohn Shape, one of Christopher Carrion's minions. She shows bravery again when Shape captures her on a giant moth later in the book. She's holding Squiller, who is a squid, and promises to protect him no matter what until the end. This is brave because she's not worrying as much about herself as she is Squiller. Another time that Candy is brave is when she is in Caspar Wolfswinkle's house. Wolfswinkle is a great magician, and she, to save herself and Malingo, knocks his powerful hats off his head.
Okay, are there any more character traits that Candy has?
Yes, she has quite a few more traits, but one of the more prominent ones is curiosity. Candy is a very curious girl, not in the sense of investigating things, but more like she asks a lot of questions. First, when Candy is about to help Mischief, she asks questions about what to do until Mischief has to tell her to stop and that they have no more time. Another example is when Candy is at Wolfswinkle's house, she asks Malingo multiple questions about portraits of people that have nothing to do with her or her escape from Wolfswinkle's house. Then, when Candy is on the 25th island, or the time out of time, she meets 3 ladies that know who she is. Candy asks them a bunch of questions about how they know what they know and who they are.
All right, and what did you think of the book Aberrat?
Personally, I liked the book very much. I rated it at a 4 out of 5. This is because it got a little bit crazy at times and was slow at others. I recommend that you read it if you like books that are very, very fantasy-oriented.